Good afternoon. Market analyst Stephen Daglin here with your mid-session report on Wednesday. The ASX 200 is lifting today for a fourth time in 5 days and has also hit a fresh three-week high in the process. We've got the ASX 200 up around 0.9%. Now, this is partly off the back of some strong gains from the United States last night, which has improved now for five consecutive days. We've had encouraging profit results in the United States. We've already had about 80% of companies on the S&P 500 there, beating the market's expectations. But it's next week where things are really going to peak. We've got the five largest American companies like Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft out with their results next week. So that's going to be something to watch. Today, though, what's received a lot of attention from the United States was Netflix, which was out with its results. 4.4 million new subscribers in 3 months. That was about 1 million more than expected. And in recent weeks, the success of South Korean series Squid Game has certainly helped boost subscriber growth as well. So that's a show that has already reached over 140 million households around the world, or at least, you know, these are people that have started to watch the show rather than completing the whole series. But it's number one at the moment in 94 countries. As far as how we're doing locally, though, there are gains pretty much in every sector, with the exception of energy stocks, which have been the real standouts over the past month. But today they're under just a little bit of pressure. Stocks like Beach, Oil Search, Santos, Woodside, they're all down. Beach certainly the worst of those. It's down by around 4% at the moment. And this seemed to coincide with a quarterly update that it released this morning. On that front, we've got many other companies out with quarterly reports and AGMs as well. We'll get to that in a second. As far as how the different sectors are doing, most tech stocks are up, as I said, but it's tech stocks, materials, and industrials that are really standing out at this point. But looking at some of the companies that are holding events today, Super Retail Group is one of the better performers. It's up about 2%, even though the company behind Super Cheap Auto, Rebel, BCF, and Macpac has come out with a quarterly, essentially saying that Macpac in particular has been adversely impacted by lockdowns in the past 16 weeks. Evolution Mining is up a good 2%. Company said that gold production has been a little higher than expected over the past 3 months, also done at a lower cost and sold at a higher price as far as what it's made for each ounce of gold sold. Oz Minerals is also up about 2%. The company's been producing more copper over the past 3 months and also is more optimistic about how much gold it's going to produce over the year as well. The price of copper has surged recently, so that has been quite helpful for the company's bottom line. As far as the losers are concerned, one of the worst today is Flight Centre, which is down more than 4%. It has held its AGM and said that there's a bit too much uncertainty at the moment to provide really clear guidance and goals for 2022. That's because the recovery is reliant on borders not only reopening, but staying open for an extended period of time. So, we'll wait and see how that pans out. But there is an expectation that with borders at least, you know, reopening in coming months, it should provide a little bit of a boost, obviously. And Sydney Airport down a touch. It released some traffic stats for September. No surprise here that there were just around 40,000 passengers making their way through the airport because of lockdowns last month. But pre-pandemic, 2 years ago, in September 2019, there were 3.6 million passengers making their way through that airport. So obviously the pandemic has had a huge impact, but we'll wait and see how things unfold by the end of the year. The Aussie dollar finally is firmer today on a softening US dollar at 74.7 US.